could have gone either way. We had goal scoring opportunities, so did the opposition. I think both goalkeepers, I think there was a lot of trench warfare, nothing really happening. It's difficult sometimes. Bury are obviously a good side. You look at the recruitment policy, the infrastructure, their investments. You know, they've got designs to get automatic promotion. Even if they're trying to hide it, I don't think you can hide it. You know, when I turned up here today, I look at what's going on at the ground, the amount of sponsors that they've got, the players that they've got, you know, the investment in Kerrington. So the game, it come down to 90 minutes and it could have gone either way, and that's how close we possibly are. But over 46 games, we'll see.
It's got to be said that you have taken the responsibility of keeping Rochdale's financial situation as good as you possibly can. Bury have had an awful lot of money to spend, and you've drawn 0-0 against that. You must take some pride out of that.
I do, but financial housekeeping should be important, and it gets overlooked. And I don't know why we keep overlooking it as a footballing country. But again, like I said, it's my responsibility to you know, not just look at my future or the players' future, but look at the financial future of the football club. And we have to do things progressively slower than investing large amounts of money that we can't afford. Now, I'm not saying other clubs can't afford it, but we haven't got a private investor. But, you know, my fondness for David and his staff. And I hope they really do well this season, because they're in a good position. They've got a strong side, and they've got an excellent manager stroke coach who I know, regardless of whatever they're spending, he's going to manage and coach that team to be successful. You know, he won't get lazy because they're investing in players. That's one thing for sure.
There was a lot of build-up between you two. Sort of, we spoke about it a lot on Radio Manchester, that it was two friends head-to-head in the dugouts. And what was it like for the 90 minutes where you were essentially best of enemies?
Well, I don't think we were enemies on the touchline. Listen, I've got what I consider to be very, very good touchline etiquette, you know, and responsibility to the League Managers Association and the Referees Association. That's why, you know, the Referees Association, you know, call on me to be productive in my feedback. I don't like, in any game, an opposition technical area trying to influence the fourth official or the referees. And I think we're seeing too much of it. Now, Flicker doesn't do it, you know, but it borders on being insulting to me as a manager when other teams use those tactics, because it's difficult enough for the referee and the fourth official. But difficult being in the opposite dugout to Flicker, no, because we're both in work, we're both enjoying our work, we're both representing each other, regardless of which clubs we work for, and we are brothers in arms.